Time now for your comments. Earlier this week, we talked with Slate's Will Salatan about how the Democratic presidential candidates should best respond to big issues like the situation in Iraq and the apparently improved economy. Here's what Will said.
To the extent that the economy fades as an issue and Iraq comes to the fore, that is, the Bush administration's policy looks worse, Howard Dean actually benefits because Iraq is the issue on which he has distinguished himself from the rest of the Democratic field and from President Bush.
But listener Alexi Bonifield from Nevada City, California, felt Will should have mentioned another Democratic candidate who's consistently opposed the war in Iraq.
Dennis Kucinich has been the strong anti-war candidate for president from the start, never wavered as Dean has, and he has a realistic plan for honorable U.S. withdrawal from Iraq, which Dean does not.
And we have this clarification. Earlier this week, in a commentary on why some Democrats aren't as vocal in their criticism of how the Bush administration is handling the war in Iraq, we incorrectly included former Secretary of Defense William Cohen in a list of Democrats.
This is Jared Kaplan in the office of Secretary William Cohen in Washington. I just wanted to correct the record that Secretary Cohen is actually not a Democrat. He was the only Republican to serve in President Clinton's cabinet, and in fact the first elected official to serve in the cabinet of a president from the other party. I just wanted to correct that. Other than that, the piece was very interesting.
Send us your comments, complaints, and questions. Log on and write to us. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Or call us at 310-841-5180 and be sure to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And this is Day to Day from NPR News.